This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I really love this radio station. We've been meeting more and more folks coming out to some of the fan hangs we've been having. That's when all the hosts go out and we hang out at a bar. We've got some more of those coming up, or events like Mudbug Bash. We always love it when folks come out. But we've been playing Fortnite and talking to folks on Fortnite. We're about to have a story about that. A professional athlete may have been injured, but Corey just came in here and had an idea. Skin, you had an idea the other day, figuring out a Fortnite event.
Mm-hmm.
We need to keep thinking about that. We're going to figure out some way to do that to where we can.
Let's get together two things we love, forts and nighttime. And let's call it Fortnite.
It just might work. All right, coming up at 5:40, a cautionary tale about petting kittens. Be gentle. You know,
more and, you pet them, you stroke them. What do you?
I'm going to tell. We're going to get into that at 5:40. Then the Cowboys pressure cooker.
Oh, man.
Who is under the most pressure for the Dallas Cowboys? But right now, it's time for this.
Ha ha ha! Ben and Skin listeners, you've heard some sports talk today, but you haven't heard all the sports, if you know what I'm saying. So now, with the rest of the sports, so you can have all the sports. Here comes KT Fun Tweets with Around the Sports.
Now let's go around the sports. KT Fun Tweets has all the sports. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. David Price, the pitcher for the Red Sox, who is left-handed, by the way. And I just want to get this out of the way before we get to the story. On Fortnite, the run button. Is L3, so it's you're going to be your left thumb, and that's how you run and move around. David Price says he's going to give up Fortnite in the clubhouse, and that it's not the cause of his carpal tunnel syndrome, okay? But he's not going to play it in the clubhouse anymore because it's a distraction. But his carpal tunnel and his left hand, wrist area...
Hand, wrist.
Wrist, hand, arm. Commas are in there. You shouldn't go with it.
Man, my hand wrist hurts.
That.
My wrist arm's bothering me.
That pain and diagnosed carpal tunnel.
Having he trouble says pushing it, off on my leg.
Again,
knee.
I cannot reiterate this. It's got nothing at all to do with Fortnite, but I'm not playing anymore.
Nope.
He's still going to start on Saturday. Against Toronto.
After a big, long session Saturday night with some people online with headsets.
He is 2-4 with a 5.11 ERA.
You know what? He's a lot of hype.
But he's had some numbness in his pitching hand, his left hand. Because
he's been doing the stranger?
Straight up diagnosed.
What if someone diagnosed a pitcher? He was doing the stranger a lot, and he's not going to be able to go.
Here, you need to get those muscles toned up with this shake weight. Before you just get out there and risk injury, you got to train before you race. You know what I'm saying?
He says that while video games might have contributed to his carpal tunnel, they're not to blame for his condition.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's been playing PlayStation since he was 12 years old in 1997 when he got the PS1. So, what do you guys think?
Why do they call it carpool tunnel?
Athletes everywhere are playing this in every sport. They're all about it. Today, who was the team that was playing on their Jumbotron at their stadium? The Brewers are playing on their Jumbotron. I mean, I think this is crap. I think this is, this is an indictment of the great institution of Fortnite, and I think...
what are you saying right now?
I think this is... I think he's trying to say that Fortnite caused it, but the reality is that he just got hurt doing something else.
Okay, you're taking an interesting angle, because I thought he was trying to say that it didn't cause it, so they would tell him to not stop. He didn't want to be told he can't play Fortnite anymore.
Yeah, but to say it's, hey, look, guys, I hurt my thumb. doing something.
Right.
But it wasn't Fortnite.
Okay, yep.
I think it's obvious that it was Fortnite.
Right. And he wants to...
That he thinks it was Fortnite. I'm not saying it really was Fortnite. I think he thinks it was Fortnite.
Right.
Man, so this... I go back to my favorite sports injury of all time, aside from the Sammy Sosa sneeze, is...
Hemorrhoids?
Tigers relief pitcher Joel Zamaya. And this was back in the days when the Rangers were in it.
Yes. I thought you were going to say the Sosa bleach injury.
No, that's pretty...
Oh, no.
That's proven to be fatal, too. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So he, who is right-handed, by the way, right-handed, okay, Joel Zamaya is right-handed, and he got carpal tunnel by playing Guitar Hero, in which, with your right thumb, that was L3 on Fortnite? Guitar Hero, with your right thumb, you're strumming the guitar.
You're strumming it.
I said strum.
I think you got stuck between strum and stroke.
You're strumming it.
Stroming.
Strumming the guitar. No, strumming pushed the blue jay.
What do you think? What are you getting at here, Skin? Do you think it really was a Fortnite injury?
Absolutely it was. And all he cares about, because if you look at it, he's made his money. And didn't he was on a... He just rode on a World Series winning team at one point.
He rode on him.
Well, he didn't contribute. I mean, he's David Price. Once the playoffs get here, he sucks. So he's just made all his money, and now all he wants is he just doesn't want to be told he can't play Fortnite anymore. That's why he's not married. He's not married, right?
I don't know.
Because he didn't want to be told he couldn't be playing Fortnite whenever he wants.
I would guess not.
To me, this is real similar. Who was the dude for... Wasn't it a dude for the Mets that played 36 holes of golf every day?
Suspettus?
Oh, yes. Suspettus. Yes.
This is like, he's just never going, no, the golf... What? It's fine. What do you mean? What are you guys saying? Everybody needs to shut up with all this falsehood.
He said he was going to give it up, though.
He was going to give it up during the game.
No, he said in an unrelated story, I'm not going to play Fortnite anymore. It's a distraction.
He's telling them that.
But he's going to play in the clubhouse.
He's going to create a new user
tag. He said he's not going to play in the clubhouse
anymore. Oh, that's the only place he said it? Oh, okay. Okay, okay.
He's
you're right.
There's no injury here.
So you remember the Royals? Like,
yeah, they're
two
in Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Yeah, they play in Kansas City. Yeah, they've been there for
Kauffman
George
Stadium.
Brett.
Yeah.
Is that all the K? That was the deal with all the porn, right?
That's the same team.
Dayton Moore.
The same team. No, the point is that's one of their distractions. But 2 years ago, they had the big distraction of Clash of the Clans.
Mm. Oh, that's right.
That game that Kavanaugh's always playing. Okay.
Still?
I don't know.
Why don't you ask him?
Man, his level of reporting is always real dicey. He'll make a bold claim and they go, I don't know.
That's the game he's always playing. You said steal.
What
have you How am I supposed to know if he's still playing that game or not?
I didn't say steal. I said still, like continues to do so.
What if you could do that where you could interrupt the newscaster? Mark Fiennes reporting the news on NBC5 in the morning. He's like, and that's all we know right now. Hey, Mark, wait, hold on. What did you mean by that? And he just was like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Don't
ask me something that's not on the teleprompter. I'm reading the teleprompter.
So Meredith, hold on. What was the cause of death again? Oh, they don't know yet?
I don't know. The thing is left over.
Text me when you find out.
We're on to the next story. I don't know. No, it's just the words you just said a second ago. Yeah. Circling back.
Finfrog, could you put Saturday's forecast back on?
Yeah, I want to see the Saturday too. What he said. Can you pop that back up?
Guys, what do you mean Saturday?
Hey,
what is that?
Don't he replay that interview with Sharif from the weekend.
Okay, so, but Skin, are you saying, really, you're calling KT out on something he was reporting about Kavanaugh?
Here's what I heard. He reported that Kavanaugh's always playing Clash of the Clans.
I said was always.
No one says was always.
So now you're saying he's not doing it anymore?
I don't know.
You know.
But
so
you said
know.
Was. You used past tense.
You didn't say
I
was.
I said that game. He was always playing.
You said you reported that the Kansas City Royals had a problem. And then you said, you know, Clash of Clans, that game Kavanaugh's always playing.
I mean, the
playing.
Archiver rolls over
first
in 15
off,
seconds.
And I said,
I can pull it.
First off, he said, do you guys remember the Royals? And then he paused.
And then I asked him, still? I was confused because I didn't know Clash of Clans was still a thing. I thought he moved on. You go, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm like, those are the words you just said.
I don't know if it's still a thing, but he was playing it.
You didn't say was. You said, you know, the game Kavanaugh's
Shippy
always playing.
Archiver just rolled over. Get on it, please.
I appreciate, Skin, please. You for having the courage to represent our listeners
Check
here.
Check the tape.
And call KT out for that garbage.
I guarantee you, probably 70% of the people listening, as soon as KT said that, all went, still? Like, down in their car, no matter where they were, I was like, Kavanaugh's still doing that? Wow, it's crazy. And then they heard me follow up, and they went, wait, KT doesn't even know what he was reporting. He said he didn't know.
I said it's a game he used to play.
Still?
I don't know.
Well, why do you use past tense?
Yeah.
Because he used to play it 2 years ago.
How did you know?
When this story happened.
How did you know then, but you don't know now? You live with him.
Yeah, but I don't know he does.
How'd you know then?
Why did you?
Oh, because I used to, like, at work, he'd have it during breaks and stuff.
You still work with him?
Yeah, I just don't ever see him anymore. I guess he doesn't play it that much. I don't know.
Why did you suggest we do this Kavanaugh segment if you didn't know all the details about
it? Yeah, when you live with someone, you don't pay as much attention to them as when you don't.
Why is that?
Like,
Hold on. You're reporting that when you live with someone, you don't pay attention to them, and now you don't know when we ask you to follow up on what you're reporting?
No, I'm just saying I don't understand what you guys are finding so weird about this.
Are we going to do that?
I said that he used to play Clash of the Clans, and you said still, and I said, I don't know.
I'm satisfied with this.
I'm too.
What if he's still playing?
Let's move on.
I found the archive. Let's play. Here we go.
Years ago, they had the big distraction of Clash of the Clans.
Oh, that's right.
That game that Kavanaugh's always playing. Okay.
See?
Kavanaugh was always playing.
No, you
he
didn't
said
say
that
was.
Game Kavanaugh's always playing.
Yeah, you
play
didn't say that.
Let's run it back. Run it back.
Play it again.
Years ago, they had the big distraction of Clash of the Clans.
Oh, that's right.
That game that Kavanaugh's always playing.
Come on, girl.
Yeah.
I think I was right.
What do you mean?
You're the only one that heard it the way you want to hear it. The rest of the world is going, yeah.
You got to do it again?
Yes.
Yeah, do it again.
All right. They had the big distraction of Clash of the Clans.
Oh, that's right.
That game that Kavanaugh's always playing. Okay.
Still?
It kind of runs together.
No, it doesn't. See, when people
this is so clear. You can't make me guilty for that.
When people... Guilty, you're not going
the
to jail.
The glove doesn't completely fit there,
the glove
homie.
Is all over your hand, dude. It says KT on the glove.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Who gets their initials on their gloves?
You know what? I had a good 5 years on this show. It was a good run, fellas. See you next time.
Oh, no. I want to do that other story.
I'm going back to Fan Jam. Jesus Christ. I mean, we're sitting here, and we got stories to do, and it's like, oh, KT said something wrong. I said Kavanaugh's always playing. There you go, another one. What's it matter?
Hold on.
If he played it 2 years ago or if he does now.
What's it matter?
It has nothing to do with the GD story.
Are you admitting you said it wrong?
No, I will never admit that I said it wrong because I didn't say it wrong.
Dude, you reported that Kavanaugh still plays a game from 2 years ago. That's an important story.
I said I didn't know.
No, everybody's following it out there.
Oh, God.
What was it, a Danica thing?
It's just like, why did that have to stop things down? It was the dumbest thing.
I feel like this is the most important
moment.
If
there was something awesome that happened, stop it down.
In the history of our show.
But my God, that was nothing.
Hey, I want to
applaud. Just running a couple words together.
I want to run you.
Hey, Corey's out there and his junk's hanging out. That stops a showdown.
Still?
Not me having a little word thing.
I'd like to apologize to you on behalf of our show for KT attacking you.
Thank you, man.
And I'd like to salute you for your award-winning courage to call him out on that weird report that he made.
Yeah, dude, I was just checking out the show and I was confused at what he was reporting and when it was happening. I was like, man, Mark Fine never makes this mistake.
Well, then don't let me report on anything. report.
When I get up
I'm
in the morning.
I'm done reporting. I'm done reporting on this show. I'm done.
What about game shows?
You guys are screwed at 6:20 with News or Not because it's really awesome.
We're going to need you
I'm going to have to go podcast it on my own.
Look, here's what we want you to do.
I'm going to report it where you're allowed to use contractions how you want to use them.
You have 40 minutes to go work on pronouncing the W sound.
This is America. I can do what I want.
Once you get the W sound down, come back, and we'll do that other segment at 6:20.
So done with it, man. I'm so done with it. Just all the time.
My favorite is when Skin questions the rules of a game show.
Dude, some of those rules don't make sense. He'll say at the beginning of the game show what the rules are, and then they just change. They don't.
Can I steal?
All right.
I think it's quite clear that I might have almost said was. It's quite clear.
All right, we got it. The Cowboys pressure cooker is coming your way. Who is under the most pressure at the star? That's coming up. Before we get to that, a cautionary tale about petting kittens. That's coming your way next on the Ben and Skin Show.
I was going to lead that segment.
Before we get to that.
I'm done.
Before we get to that one, talking about Mark Rubin, Rubin and Associates, and 1-800-LAWYERS. He pulled the audio from the same segment. That's so great.
Played it four times.
Well done, Chippy. Mark Rubin, Rubin and Associates, and 1-800-LAWYERS. Isn't it great to laugh a little bit?
Oh, yeah, I feel good.
Look at this guy.
My back hurts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.